Blog Talk Radio.
Right. So anyway, when do you want to talk about the postcard? Because the library had a one hour time frame to give the library copies of your newsletter. Okay, and I can't even listen to what you said, but I say to them the name of it is back to the talk is, will Social Security really be there? Question mark. How they changed Social Security in November without anybody actually looking. So, while you weren't looking, how they changed Social Security in November while you weren't looking. And that's the title. So it's pretty agitating. And they loved it at the library. So anyway, that's just a damn little thing. But I know we need to get the postcard. Right. So... That's right. Right. Good. So did you see the, I don't know if you want to do it this way, but did you see the, what I sent you? I resent it. It has the topic at the bottom. While you do that, I'm getting glass. The student gave me the copy. Yeah, but no glass. My glass.
You need to hang up that line soon so we can put that phone to pull one up. Phone to hook while you're getting your glass. Phone to pull one up.
I'll get my glass.
Where did you put it?
A little paper.
Yeah, put one little paper. Just would you just tell us to pull that line?
Right. I get to give you a phone number because you have to hang up and call the studio line. 818-739-8957. Yep. Yeah, cool. I'm hanging up. He couldn't care less about Friday, so that's the end of it. Hello?
Hi. Hello.
Okay. Did you find it?
Yeah, I'm reading a commercial.
No.
But I'm not seeing an outline of...
No. It says... It's in the email itself. See, it says, hi, Ron. Don't go to the attachment.
Oh.
All right. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4 items, right? Go down, all the way down to where it says topics.
Okay.
He explains the types of clients they have in stories.
I have a few. I know you have a few. I wanted you to think of a few, which we'll do another day. And then he covers these topics over and over again.
Sure.
See that list?
Yeah.
And he does it over and over again. But he misses, he doesn't have caregivers in there. And then he, his wedge, he has a wedge. He says, 90% of our clients have other clients, but we give you a guarantee to never lose money. Ask them to give you one. So
right.
That's his show. But what I would suggest is you give me three topics of these right now, and I'll lead you into, I'll take one and I'll lead you into the other two, and you'll see.
Okay.
So you just tell me which three you want to use for today, off the cuff, and then we'll do a more tight thing.
Well, I don't know. The Social Security, I think, is good.
I would use, how much will you need in retirement? You push that to me, and I'll show you how he does it, okay? And then Social Security, I'll push to you because it relates. And then how about...
Don't push it to me because I have not studied.
All right, then how about
yet.
Creating your own pension?
Yeah, I like that idea. Creating your own pension, you know, tax-free income from borrowing, I like that.
Okay,
so,
those are the three. So you'll start with me. You'd say, you know, Adrian, you're our lifestyle director here at Ron Gielek & Associates. How much do people really need at retirement? And let me take that one. And then you'll see how he does it, okay?
Sure.
Then I'll go back. Now that we know, and we know that Social Security may be in jeopardy, this and that, how do we create our own pensions, Ron? That's how it goes, okay?
Yep, yep.
Okay, I'm ready. Yes, it's in the copy. Wait. Yeah, it's in the copy. Okay. By the way, are there any new events that you want to publicize of yours, Ron, in the area? Ron?
I mean, the public house is, the second public house one is tomorrow night. And then there's something in Clifton at the Valley Regency. But honestly, I don't see anybody from, Somerset driving up to Clifton.
Okay, so there's Chester Public House. And that
one
is
are they
going to
drive up there?
I don't know.
No,
and
I mean,
then we
why promote events that they're not going to drive up to? Why not just have the call of action be, you know, if you'd like to meet with one of our advisors, whether that's in North Jersey or Central Jersey, call 1-800, and let's just leave it at that because I'm presuming we still don't have the list of Central Jersey Regis locations.
Okay.
At least not.
And I'll probably mention the library because, you know, that we have too. That's in their listening area. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Stuart, I'm ready to go when you are. Everybody's ready? Okay, so Ron, are you going to hear me say hello, hello, this is Adrian Berg, and then jump in with Ron Gielek, and as usual, okay?
Yep.
Hello, 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 this is Adrian Berg, and...
Ronald Gielek.
And this is the Ronald Gielek Retirement Power Hour. And this is the show that brings you the truth about how you can live in retirement in the best possible way with the lowest taxes, the lowest fees, and the greatest enjoyment, health, and wealth. We bring it all together every single Wednesday. And on Saturdays, we bring you the Travel and Leisure Arm at 7 a.m. right on this station because every Wednesday we show you how to make money, but every Saturday, we show you how to spend it. Hi, Ron. How have you been?
Oh, awesome, Adrian. How about yourself?
You know, pretty good, but this has been a very rocky week for people who are really looking at finances because the market is going a little nuts, and also Social Security has changed in some degree. So we're going to be having seminars about that. I want to start by giving you a number. This is our general number that you can call every time you hear about one of our seminars, or you would like to have a meeting with any of the advisors at Ronald Gelak and Associates. Simply pick up the phone. You can even do that now if you would like to let us know that you'd like to see us. That's 1-800-467-8152. 1-800-467-8152. And we'll be giving you lots of opportunities to do that and lots of reasons to do that. But, Ron, one of those reasons today might be that Social Security is in jeopardy, our own stock market is not the rosy picture we've had recently. I know you've studied many pensions that are in jeopardy. Is there a way for us to create our own pension, make the right choices, so that we can really be in control of our life after retirement?
Yes, absolutely, Adrian. But, you know, the first question to answer is, well, why should we bother doing that? Why should we go and perhaps segment a portion of our retirement savings to produce a guaranteed lifetime income or a pension-like income in retirement? Why do we even need to bother doing that? And this is where we have to ask ourselves, what is really going on out there? We can't be ostriches. We can't just put our head in the sand. So if we look at it and say, well, wait a minute, Social Security is drastically underfunded. And it's not just me saying this or you saying this. It's the people who run the Social Security funds saying this, and which kind of prompts the question, what's going to be in the future? I mean, you're going to talk about the new law that where they snuck in some changes in November.
Yes.
But the idea of creating a pension-like income is just to say, well, pensions across the country are notoriously underfunded right now. Right now in the Midwest, UPS employees who already retired, thought they had a guaranteed income for life in the form of a pension, are now in the process of seeing those pensions drastically reduced because of this underfunding. And it's fairly common knowledge, the amount of underfunding that's gone on for state employee pensions in the state of New Jersey. So if, for some reason down the road, your pension was reduced, do you have a plan B? The plan B being, you know, can I segment out a portion of retirement savings to get guaranteed rates of growth for purposes of meeting future income needs? And can I get a guaranteed percentage of income for life, for my life, for my spouse's life, and still have something left over for my kids? That's the whole idea. And the answer to the question is, can you do that? Emphatically, yes. And we'll show you how, simply by sitting down with us, whether that's in North Jersey or Central Jersey, sitting down with one of our advisors who can show you how it all works.
And if you do want to sit down, that's the same number that I gave you, 1-800-467-8152. But let me take this even a step further. I do know that Social Security is in the news. We're actually doing a wonderful seminar, a breakfast seminar, on December 12th at the Clinton Library. If you want to register, same number. We make it easy, 1-800-467-8152, always free. But Social Security is truly in jeopardy. Many of you know that I am a journalist, a New York Times Age Beat Fellow, which means I follow journalism. I'm a member of the press when it comes to issues of aging. So I was at the Washington Conference on Aging. It happens only once every 10 years. And President Obama said straight out, Social Security will not change for people who are in the system until 2042. That was only in July. It is November. Social Security has already changed. First of all, people had the option to get their Social Security and then suspend it so that their spouse could get a portion of their Social Security and the other spouse could wait. It was called file and suspend. Poof, that strategy is gone in a heartbeat and nobody was looking. Next, the year 2042 has been amended. Governor Christie, our governor, says it'll be good for another 7 years for people already in the system, my friends, not for your kids or your grandkids. And others who are more on the side that Social Security will be there have brought it down to 2030. No matter what, we all know it's bankrupt. So that's a very, very big problem. So whether it's a pension from a company or from the government, as Ron is studying, or Social Security, as I'm studying, I'm telling you these are extremely rocky times. And let's throw it back to you, Ron. People might be saying now, gee, not only that, but I've had a couple of years of statements that have gone up. My last two statements have gone down. So my new nest egg that I did build for myself is also in jeopardy. And you say, Ron, that you can have a pension, build and create your own pension. Well, what does that mean exactly? How do you do that?
Well, if you think about how it is that a lot of private companies create pensions, is they go to the insurance industry and they say, look, we're going to segment or give you a particular sum of money to create a guaranteed income for life. Now, the problem with those company pensions in a lot of people's minds is, well, gee, if I pass away or if my spouse passes away shortly thereafter, well, that's it. Payments stop. End of story. And the idea of being able to take control and have somebody work with you and, in effect, negotiate with the insurance companies to get you the best structure possible for you. So if you decide, well, you know what, I'm not necessarily ready to take income immediately from this segment of the portfolio, but I might be 3 years from now or 5 years from now. What type of guaranteed rate of growth can I get for purposes of meeting my future income needs? Suppose it's 6 or 6.5%. Would there be anything wrong with that? And more importantly, what about the idea of protecting a portion of your principal against market losses? We can accomplish that at the same time. We can create a guaranteed income for life for both husband and wife, and we can have a wonderful legacy left over for the kids at the end of the game.
So this is what I suggest to all of our listeners. You can preserve every penny and live the life you deserve. You can. If you'd like to participate in the good markets, never go bad in the bad markets, just as Ron suggests. If you want a lifetime of pension-like tax-free income, that sets you free. The number to call is 1-800-467-8152. Now, what happens when you come into the office? You get a comprehensive strategy session. We look at your financial and your life goals, and we really help you discover your blind spots about excessive taxation, excessive fees, how much money you'll need in retirement, how to pay for health bills without going broke if you really do have a catastrophic illness, and how to build that pension. However, there are certain limitations you have to qualify. If you have $250,000 or more in investable assets, and you're one of the first five to call, 1-800-467-8152, I'm going to repeat it, 1-800-467-8152, you can dodge the bullet, and there is a bullet out there. If you're spending even 1 minute worrying about retirement money, if you hesitate to look at your financial statements recently because of the fear of loss, if you're watching the tax man pick your pocket, or even if you're struggling with finances of elder parents and you have somebody else in mind, don't curtail your retirement dreams. Just give us a call. We have crafted solutions to create your own pension. 1-800-467-8152. 1-800-467-8152. And you know, Ron, there's a hidden issue here, too. We haven't talked about inflation for a very long time, but we may be facing it. Explain to everybody what could happen in December if interest rates rise to their nest egg. What can happen if Yellen decides, yep, this is the time to raise interest rates, and many feel that they will?
Well, the chairperson of the Federal Reserve, Mrs. Yellen, has indicated that if we get a favorable jobs report, which just happened last week, then the Federal Reserve will likely raise interest rates in December. And people ask them, well, what does that people ask the question, rather, Adrian, what does that mean to me? And what it means is that when interest rates go up, anything that you have in fixed income, meaning bonds, goes down in value. And so the concern that a lot of people have is they don't trust the stock market right now. They know that approximately every 7 years or so we hit a bear market. The last one was in 2008, so an argument can be made that we're overdue. And so people are concerned about, well, what if we get this perfect storm of a bear market in the stock market and a bear market in the bond market because interest rates rise? Then
okay, Bron, we have a couple of seconds left. We're going to be going to a commercial, but when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about bonds and why you think that they're safe and what Ron just meant by your bonds can get hurt. We're looking here for shelters from the storm, and the storm is coming, so don't you go away. We will be back in just a moment with the Ronald Gelak Retirement Power Hour. Okay, we're going to the next segment, Ron. And we should continue. Oh, I'm going to toss it right over to you to continue with the interest rate issues and why people think bonds are safe because they wait to maturity, but they don't realize how volatile they really are. Okay?
Sure.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, we have about 50 seconds of silence, if that's okay. And when you finish with that, I'll do an ad right away for the risk in a portfolio because it goes right into what you're going to be talking about. Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg. We are back. This is the Ronald Gelak Retirement Power Hour with myself and with
Ronald Gelak.
And you, because I think that once we talk about the devastation possibilities of Social Security and of pensions, once we make you aware that you can create your own pension the way big companies do, and actually in some respects even better, because there's a potential for inheriting any money that you haven't used during your lifetime, then you know that there's something special going on here. Ronald Gelak and Associates are registered investment advisors. You are their client. They are your fiduciary. And they are obligated and with heart and pleasure want to use their know-how to get you the best type of program they possibly can. And many times people come into the office, Ron, and they have bonds. They've loaded themselves up with bonds, whether they're individual bonds or bond mutual funds, and they've done it for safety. And they've done it even in this environment where interest rates are so low, just because they want safety. And that's a blind spot, Ron. So could you explain to people how they can be hurt with bonds, particularly under our current circumstances?
Well, absolutely, Adrian. And, you know, it's very interesting because everybody who comes in and visits us will say things like, you know, I really like my existing financial advisor, and I feel he or she has done a good job for me. And, gee, I almost feel guilty coming in and talking with one of the advisors on your team. But at the same time, I want a second opinion. I want to make sure I'm doing the right thing for my future. And when I refer to bonds as a blind spot, if you think about it, if a client says to a financial advisor, gee, I'm concerned about risk in the stock market, what's the knee-jerk reaction of a lot of financial advisors? Oh, well, let's just increase your allocation to bonds. And this perception of safety with bonds is one that really concerns me, because bonds are subject to two risk factors. One is interest rate risk. The other is credit risk. So interest rate risk simply means, gee, as interest rates rise, bonds drop or fall in value. So for example, Adrian, let's say somebody says, well, I'm not going crazy in the duration of my bond portfolio. I don't have 30-year bonds. My bonds are only 10 years. Keep in mind, the longer the duration of the bond, the higher the interest rate risk, or the more sensitive the bond or bond portfolio is to movements in the interest rate market. So if the Federal Reserve raises interest rates, as is expected in December, and you have an older bond that's paying a lower yield than somebody can get on a newer bond, and something off the radar that happens and you need to sell that bond, you have to sell that bond at a discount. Now, sometimes people say, oh, I'm never going to cash in my bonds. I'll let them mature. Okay, well, what if you have an emergency, change in health status, family crisis, or you just pass away? Do you think your kids are going to hold on to that bond portfolio? So the other thing, though, is, well, what about credit risk? We saw somebody come in recently with a mutual fund from a major household name mutual fund company. And guess what we found out, Adrian? 70% of the bonds in the portfolio were Puerto Rican bonds.
Oh, no.
Meaning at high risk for default. And, you know, and watch this, Adrian. Some advisors have been saying to clients, oh, I can help you earn more. I'll shift you into this high-yield bond portfolio. High yield is another name for junk bond. Junk bonds are bonds that are subject to credit risk, higher risk of default. And it gets even worse. We see people come in and they say, oh, I've got this global bond fund. And when we dig under the or look under the hood of that fund, we find, guess what? They're investing in bonds of sovereign nations like Greece. And we go, oh, no. So people don't know what they don't know, and what they don't know can really hurt them. This is why it's so important to come in and talk with one of our advisors.
You know, it sure is. And if you would like to position yourself and your family to take advantage of the market in good times, because there are good times, but even profit from the negative influences, like a pullback in the market, like what happens if interest rates do rise and the market goes down, and yet never lose any money in the market, there is a way to do that. We create a strategic income plan so you and your spouse never run out of money, no matter how long you live. It is very simple, and it is no obligation and free to come in and see an advisor at Ronald Gielack & Associates. Just listen carefully and get your pen and paper. If you have $250,000 or more in investable assets and you're one of the first 10 to call 1-800-467-8152, that's 1-800-467-8152. The Ronald Gielack & Associates team, with over 150 years of combined experience, will create a master blueprint for your financial future. This is not an off-the-shelf plan. It is customized. It is very time-consuming. We are not kidding. It is for the first 10 people who call. Now, this could cost thousands of dollars for a tax, legal, lifelong income, estate, and aging-in-place plan. For the first 10 callers, 1-800-467-8152. It is complimentary with no obligation. And also ask for our unique longevity blueprint if you happen to be over the age of 75 or if you're handling someone's finances who are older. 1-800-467-8152. This is extremely unique. Now, I want to go back, Ron, to something that I do all the time. And people forget about this, and generally the people who have bonds are the ones who are hurt the most. And I'll tell you what it is. When I came with Ronald Gielack, we decided what would be my title here. Of course, I'm an advisor, like everybody else in the group. But for me, because I've had so many years of journalism, so many years on the air, and so many books, I know a lot about the lifestyle of older adults, people after retirement, baby boomers like myself, and perhaps you, and our parents as well. And they make a mistake. And the biggest mistake they make is how much they're going to need after retirement. Forget about things like Social Security, pensions, and all those things that can do you in. What really does you in is you really don't know how much money life is going to cost for you. And we do a very thorough lifestyle analysis, including a life purpose analysis. things you always wanted to do in life, thought you would do after retirement, and lo and behold, you can't do it. What is the biggest mistake? We believe there's no inflation, because there hasn't been inflation talked about in the press for a long time. But there is something that the government has that very few people know about, and it's called the CPI, right, Consumer Price Index. You know all about that, but you don't know about the ECPI. That is the Elder Consumer Price Index, and it is completely different. The cost of food, medicine, medications, transportation, all the basics are much, much higher for the older adult. Yes, clothing is cheaper, buying appliances are cheaper. If you paid your mortgage, that's usually cheaper. But the basics of life, including health care, not only are higher, but they are the only things in our economy subject to inflation and have been for years. Other than college tuition, nothing has gone up in cost greater than food basics, transportation for people over 60, and health care. And you're in it, folks, if you have that issue. So when you come in and you want your blueprint, that includes what life is going to be like for you. And I don't know any other group that can do it, really, with the combined experience that we have. So that number is 1-800-467-8152. When we come back, Rhonda's going to talk to you about something that, I don't know, is kind of hidden. People don't know about it. They like to know about these hidden strategies. And that is how to create tax-free lifelong income. How do you do that? Because even with your IRAs or 401ks, it's not tax-free. We'll be back in a moment. All right, we come back. You can do the whole rest of the segment on the tax-free income and the borrowing and however you want to put that. With
okay.
Tax-free strategies. See, the thing here is when we do the 1 minute drop-in ads, it's going to change the whole show because it won't take so long to do the calls to action. Stu, we're ready.
Right.
Is this the last segment? Hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg and
Ronald Gielock.
And this is the Ronald Gielock Retirement Power Hour. And we left you guys with what they call in the field a teaser. How do you get lifelong tax-free income? And I don't know anybody who's a bigger master of getting that type of strategy together for you and for your family than Ron. So I'm going to toss it right over to you, Ron. And I know it's actually one of your favorite topics.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Certainly, I believe, Adrian, the same way that you do, that we do need to pay taxes. Certainly, the government has a need to maintain the roads and fund the schools and support the military. But at the same time, we're also painfully aware that government wastes an inordinate amount of money. And as a result, government is taxing many of us, we feel, are being taxed to excess. So the whole idea here is to say, well, let's think outside the box a little bit. And part of this comes from my background and training as a tax attorney. So I'm one of these weird or strange people that will actually read through the Internal Revenue Code and read through the various revenue rulings that are on point on this topic, but I kind of looked at it and said, well, you know, if there's provisions in the tax code that the wealthy have been using for generations to grow money free from taxes and then create a tax-free income stream, why don't we do the same thing? So it's not my purpose in a 10-minute radio segment to go and explain the inner mechanics and every aspect or element of this. But if I will say this, if your objective is to say, you know what, there's a portion of money that I have that I'd like to position it in such a way that it's growing free from current taxes, and that when I take my money out, it would also be tax-free. And, oh, by the way, I'd like to have my returns based on the performance of various equity market indexes, but you know what? I don't want my money going backwards when the market goes backwards. Is it possible to do anything like this? And how in the world could we possibly pull money out tax-free? Well, if the money we're taking out, Adrian, if it's characterized as a loan, guess what? Loans in our society are tax-free. So I realize that people may say, you know what, I'm following some of what Ron is saying here, but I'm not following everything. Well, then why not sit down with one of our financial advisors, whether that's in Central Jersey or North Jersey, and have this explained to you in detail. But if tax-free growth and tax-free income is something that you feel is missing from your plan, then it's a must to talk with one of our advisors.
No, I have to say that probably one of the most satisfying things for me is to give you this phone number. And I'm not kidding. It's 1-800-467-8152. 1-800-467-8152. I am what's known as a financial gerontologist. It means I look at finances from the point of view of people over the age of 55. And mostly throughout my life, when I wasn't practicing law, I was writing about this, speaking about it. But now, we can help through the Ronald Gelock and Associates Group, people directly. And that is such a pleasure to see people come in who have amassed some money, over $250,000 or more, and are as nervous as can be about what's going on, and really sit down and help them. And on December 12th, if your concern is Social Security, you're going to want to go down to the Clinton Library, and people listening to us, there are many people in Clinton listening to us and nearby Clinton. It's an area where I live. And we'll have a bagel breakfast, and we'll have a couple of hours together to piece out what's going on with pensions, Social Security, and how to create these lifelong tax-free income streams. If you would like to go to the library morning, it is free. Same number, 1-800-467-8152. Or cut out the middleman and ask immediately for your free, no-obligation strategy session to point you in the right direction, 1-800-467-8152. Now, going back, Ron, to the issue of taxes, a lot of people come in and they say to us, well, you know, all of my money is now in an IRA, and it's tax-deferred. So why am I worried about taxes? Tell them how that goes down and why you call those tax-infested accounts.
Well, consider this. When you get your IRA or your 401k or your 403b or your deferred compensation plan statement in the mail, your name is the only name that's on that statement. So we get used to the thinking of this account as this is our account, meaning it belongs to me. My name is the only name on the statement. But if you want to find out how quickly that's not all your money, just go and pull it all out. And then you find, you know what, I've got a silent partner in this account, a silent partner named Uncle Sam, because every single penny that's in these accounts is subject to ordinary income taxation when the money comes out. And the more you take out, the higher the rate of taxation on the money. And there's big, big changes underway. In fact, Ed Slott, who's really well known on the topic of IRAs, wrote an article recently called Rest in Peace Stretch IRA, and he's talking about the planned changes in the taxation of IRAs when they go to the next generation. And what that means is simply this: pulling all the money out over a five-year period, accelerated income taxation at an accelerated tax rate. So people can see 50% plus of their IRAs wiped out when this rule change goes into effect and their IRAs pass to their kids.
You know, I have been observing an observer and then press in this field, I guess since 1972. That's a long time. And I've been able to see what's really going on because I have that bird's eye view. And here's what I see right now. Think of a bird. Maybe bird's eye view is a good idea. Pecking, pecking, pecking away like a woodpecker. You have a great big house, and all of a sudden there's holes in it, little holes. And you don't even realize it's there until you have a great big hole. And what's happening? Social Security changed the age at which you could get it to be older. Social Security changed the taxation to be greater if you work particularly. Social Security changed how it's indexed for inflation to be worse. This year nobody's going to get anything in terms of the Social Security, and yet the elder cost of living went up, but they don't use that phrase. They don't use that measure. Pensions are in jeopardy. IRA rules went for the better at one time, where people could stretch out the taxes over the lifetime of a child. That's going to be gone, according to Ed Slott and many other pundits. This is what I mean by peck away and peck away. Before you know it, what happens in real life, the gifts you're giving to your kids you can't give. The vacation you like to take, you can't take. The lunches you had with your friends, you can't do. The charitable things you used to do, you can't do. That's what we want to save. And if the interest rates rise in December, your own private nest egg, which one-third is owed to the government anyway in taxes and in IRA, will probably go down. This is the real life of what we're talking about. So, Ron, let me toss it to you. When people come into the office, they have all these fears, but you create solutions. And what's the process that they go through?
Oh, the process is really what I would describe as fun. And you might say, financial planning, retirement planning, tax planning, how could that possibly be fun? Isn't this boring and isn't this intimidating? And the answer is no, because the very first thing we're going to talk about is what are your retirement dreams? What have you been thinking and dreaming about in terms of what you want to do with the rest of your life? And we're going to identify what those things are, what you value, what's important to you, and then we're going to put a plan together and really just help you live that ideal retirement lifestyle. Because if you think about something, Adrian, do we have any guarantees that the next 20 or 25 years are just going to be the same as the last 20 or 25 years, that it's just business as usual in the financial markets, the taxes are not going to change, that we're not going to have any more bear markets, that everything's just going to be status quo? We all like to believe that everything's going to be status quo, but smart people recognize that it's not. There's big changes underway, and they need to get ahead of the curve instead of getting, well, you know, hit by the tidal wave of taxes that are coming, or the changes to pensions and Social Security. So we want to get people up to speed on what their risk factors are and what they should be doing about it.
And the fun comes in when people really do have a sigh of relief. You know, one of the things that Ron says at his seminars, and he has wonderful seminars all over, the one that's closest to you, though, will be one that I will give December 12th at the Clinton Library on Social Security and the fact that it just changed before your very eyes and nobody even knew it was happening. And same number that you can call for your free, no obligation, consultation. This real strategy session that points you in the right direction or to come to the seminar is 800-467-8152. And by the way, we are having such a wonderful response from our listeners that although the main office of Ronald Gelag and Associates is in Parsippany, and for you snowbirds, there's one also in Florida, we will be seeing people in North and Central New Jersey just to cater to you guys, our listening audience. So that's 1-800-467-8152. Now, we're going to come back for our last segment. These shows run away so quickly. And what we're going to talk about then is two areas. One, our estate planning, because that is also part of our total picture and our total blueprint. And also why we procrastinate, particularly with the estate planning. We do tend to know that we need wills and trusts and estate tax protection, particularly in the state of New Jersey. But we're kind kind of slow at the wheel when it comes to it. We'll be right back. Okay, Ron, we go to our last segment.
Mm-hmm. What is this, 8 minutes, the last one?
Yeah, right, that's right. And we'll talk about the estate taxes in the state of New Jersey and why we procrastinate, which I'm going to throw it to you first to do the estate taxes. You can come back to me and say, you know, that I work so much with behavioral finance. They call it behavioral finance. Why do we procrastinate? Why don't we come in? Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. There's no numbers on this. Oh, okay. 850, I know. Hello, hello, hello. This is once again Adrienne Berg and
Ronald Gielock.
And this is the Ronald Gielock Retirement Power Hour. And in this last part of our show, let's talk about something that sometimes is our last thoughts, really doing our estate planning. And, of course, there's two parts to it, one, getting the money to the right people, but also the tax issues. And I'm going to throw it to Ron because he's our tax guy. It's very important to him that your money that you've worked hard for goes to the kids as tax free, or any of your heirs, as tax free as possible. Why do we have a blind spot about that?
Well, you know, we have a blind spot about the topic of estate taxes because most of us heard that a couple years back when the federal estate tax threshold was scheduled under a prior law to drop to $1 million with anything over $1 million taxed at a 55% rate, that at the 11th hour, it didn't happen. The politicians settled on a new tax scheme where they said, okay, you know, we'll set the federal estate tax threshold at $5 million and we'll index it for inflation. So this year, that federal estate tax threshold is $5,430,000. So the average person thinks, well, I don't have to worry too much about estate taxes. There's this $5.4 million threshold. And for a married couple, it's actually, you know, $10,860,000. But where the blind spot comes in is, hey, we live in New Jersey. New Jersey has a New Jersey state estate tax starting on estates over $675,000. Now, there's no estate tax between spouses, but when it's passing to the next generation, that's when it kicks in. And there's some proactive steps that a person can take in regard to their estate planning documents that, in effect, gives them the ability to double the amount not subject to New Jersey state estate taxes through the use of trust planning. A married couple can use trust planning and have $1,350,000 exempt from the New Jersey state estate taxes. That's a tax savings of over $50,000. But it's really kind of amazing, Adrienne, because if you think about it, we're all procrastinators. We don't do what we know we should do. And Adrienne, let me turn this over to you because you have some expertise in the area of what's called behavioral finance. Why don't people do what they should do in terms of protecting themselves from predatory taxes or roller coaster financial markets?
Yeah, I'm going to actually, this is a fascinating topic, and behavioral finance, the big companies are spending millions and millions of dollars on research as to why people don't make a move. And they've come up with answers, and I'm going to give you those answers. We talk about it in our workshops, more than in our seminars. We're going to have some wonderful workshops for 2016, where you really work through why you procrastinate, and we're going to get you out of that. I'm going to tell you what it is, and you're going to be interested in this. It's scientific. The non-scientists will tell you, well, you know, we go by fear. We're too afraid. Or we're stupid. We think we don't know enough about finances. Or we are ashamed. We don't want to tell anybody how little money we really have. And they'll come up with all kinds of personality reasons that we don't do the right kind of financial planning. But that's not the real reason. Is an actual scientific reason. There's a part of the brain, and it's called the amygdala. It's the most ancient part of the brain, Ron. It's prehistoric in the sense of prehistoric man had this in their brain, the amygdala. It has changed less than any other part of the brain through the millennia of humanoids, believe it or not. What is it? It's the protective part of the brain that said, hey, a woolly mammoth is coming, run away. It is the part of the brain that if you do something that scares you, anything, it makes your heart palpitate. So what happens is it is there for one thing, to help you do nothing. Because the less you do, the less danger you're in, and the more it is helping you to protect. It's called, actually has a name, it's called the amygdala hijacking. So you want to do something like bungee jump. You want to do something like take a cruise and spend money on it. And you want to do something like do your financial planning. And it says, hey, wait a minute. We just heard that a cruise ship sank. We just heard that somebody lost an eye bungee jumping. The cornea went up. Hey, we just learned that if you go to a financial planner, you can't trust them. We just heard about Bernie Madoff. Wait a minute. Don't do anything. Let's just be quiet and live another day. That's what happened. We are fighting against an amygdala hijack, as well as all of the disinformation, hard to find information, non-information, misinformation that the press points at us because bad news sells. I'm a member of the press. So imagine getting a stream of bad news from resources like the press, what that does to the amygdala. It says, don't do anything. Learn about it, learn about it, learn about it, get educated, and then do nothing. And that's what we're up against, Ron. That's what every financial planner is up against. Except in our firm, in Ronald Gielak and Associates, we understand it, we get it, we study it, we help you. And we help you because we are fiduciaries to you. We know the difference as to whether or not you're doing something or not doing something out of fear and being amygdala hijacked, or it's maybe the wrong thing to do. We're very careful to learn who you are. Now, our blueprints are very extensive. They cover tax, legal, long-term income, estate, aging in place plans, and your hopes for the future. If you have $250,000 or more of investable assets, you're the first 10 callers, we will sit down with you and you will emerge a different financial person. That is 1-800-467-8152. And Ron, let's finish. We've got about 2 minutes for you to tell about the firm itself and how you've crafted it in such a very special way for 20 years.
Sure, Adrian. I mean, our objective, and I will never forget this, because when my father said to me over 20 years ago, he said to me, Ron, anytime you are sitting down with a couple, just stop and pause for a minute and pretend that it was me and your mother that you were sitting with, and then you will never go wrong. And this has kind of been a guiding principle of our firm. Let's treat the people that we serve like they were family, like they were our parents. And let's give the same high-quality advice and level of service that we would give to family. So if you think about it, the people that you love and care about are your family. And if we can treat our clients with that same level of care, well, guess what? Clients never leave us. I mean, honestly, Adrian, as you know, generally the only way we lose a client is at some point they end up, you know, if they live long enough, they pass away. So that's been the guiding philosophy behind everything that we do.
You know, and it's a wonderful philosophy. And one of the things we do is we see you, and we also have created offices in North and Central New Jersey just for our listeners, because we're getting a great response. Be one of those. Call 1-800-467-8152. And if you are the first 10 to call after the show and leave your contact information, you will get a blueprint that will really change the way you feel about your money and change your relationship to your money. 1-800-467-8152. And otherwise, thank you so much for being with us. Next week again, and Saturday at 7, Ronald Gielak, Retirement Power Hour. Okay, so I think that was already different, don't you?
I do. I really do. I thought it was great. And one thing, there was one little verbal flub. I don't know. If you play the tape back, you'll hear this, where you're talking about Social Security, and you meant to say nobody's going to get anything in way of cost of living adjustment, but what you ended up saying is nobody's going to get anything in the way of Social Security.
Oh, so, okay. I think Stuart can fix that one.
He'll catch that. Right, right. And then I'll hang up and dial you back on the 908 number because we've got 6 minutes to talk about
the PMs. Okay, I'm going to hang up now.
All right.
Sue?
Thanks.